When the Senate comes back into session this week after its Memorial Day recess, the Republicans will still be in control. On Wednesday morning, the Democrats take over due to the defection of Vermont Republican Jim Jeffords from his party. Now the questions: what happens to the Bush agenda in Congress, and are more party switches in the offing? NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Republican John McCain hosted Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle at his Arizona getaway this past weekend.
Certainly had a lot of people wondering, and Senator McCain issuing statements all weekend long. I don't know how much fun they could have been having issuing all those statements, saying that he is not leaving the Republican Party, that the Republican Party, he has no cause to leave the Republican Party, and that he does not plan to run for president. A lot of wiggle room in the statements, though, and something of a threat in them, because his aides, who have done a certain amount of stirring up of the speculation that he might be running for president and might be leaving the party, say, well, if President Bush vetoes campaign finance reform, for instance, then he would have cause to leave the Republican Party. So there's a good bit of interest in this question. The other person who was there, though, other than Tom Daschle, the Democratic leader, was Bruce Reed, who was President Clinton's domestic policy advisor, now head of the New Democrats. And John McCain has talked about forming something similar in the Republican Party to the moderate Democratic Leadership Council in the Democratic Party, which was formed several years ago to try to wrench the party back to the center, away from what the DLC members perceived as the left. And it's quite possible that McCain has been talking about doing something similar in the Republican Party, trying to form an organization that brings it to the center, away from what he sees as the right.
What are the odds of Arizona getting several major public works?
I wouldn't count on that anytime soon, were I Arizona. I think that's a problem. And there is talk in Arizona of a challenge to McCain in a primary for the Senate. There's a lot of unhappiness with him among Republicans in the Senate. And at the same time that he's talking about doing something for moderates, the Republican leader, Trent Lott, sent out a memo over the weekend to Republican opinion leaders saying it's time to wage war on the Democrats in the Senate, and saying that by his actions, Jim Jeffords undermined democracy. So I don't hear a lot of smooth, cooing voices coming out of the Republicans in the Senate.
The 2002 election already is upon us. We've already talked about the impact of the Senate switch. Does it also affect who controls the House of Representatives?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In both the House and Senate, Republicans have been losing seats steadily since that 1994 revolution when they took over. And they need to do something to convince people that this is going to turn around. Now, the House is considering itself now with Democrats controlling the Senate. The House Republicans see their institution as a firewall against Democratic excesses, and they're trying to recruit people along those lines to run for Congress. There's a special election coming up June 19th in Virginia, where a conservative Democrat has died. That seat looks like it could easily go Republican. Of course, this is a year of redistricting, and there's a lot of state legislatures that are Republican now, and they are trying to pit Democratic incumbents against each other so that Democrats have to fight each other. Same thing happening in the few states where the Democrats are able to pit Republicans against each other. But you're talking about very, very tight margins in the Congress, very few vulnerable seats. So I think that it's going to be hard to see anybody picking up much. But there's where John McCain comes into play again, Bob. He worked in 60 congressional districts in 2000, helping get a Republicans elected. If the Republicans get him too angry, it could affect their House seats as well. And then, of course, there's the question of all those new voters, those new Hispanic voters who are coming in, and how the parties play to them. You've never heard so much Spanish spoken this as you will be hearing on the campaign trail. L.A. mayor's race up tomorrow. Hispanic candidate in there. That's one to watch.
Every day is Cinco de Mayo to the parties.
That's right.
Now.
Okay. Exactly.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.